Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What the fuck is up?
Jesus.
What the fuck is up, Patreon?
Great question.
You know, what is up? What is up?
I always hated the people when they're like, what's up? They're like, the sky. Where are those people now? In a straitjacket? They should be.
I think they're dead.
What's up? The sky. Cool. What else is also up? A grand piano about to hit you on the forehead.
You know what's also not up? Your virginity. Anyone who said that, I hated them. They didn't have didn't have sex. You know what's also, did that work?
I was like, was your virginity up like a stock? Virginity? Virginity's in right now.
Dude, if virginity was a stock, shit, it would be plummeting right now.
Oh, people be fucking.
You think more
people be fucking.
You think more people be fucking now than like in the 70s and 80s? Or do you think it's like a hoax?
That's a great question. I have no idea. What did people do when there was no cell phones? Think about no cell phones.
Huh? Would you have to go get pussy at an arcade?
Yes. You got to be like, wow, that Pac-Man's great. If you want to pack some other men in your life,
just come
That's
on
so
the joystick.
Weird. I think people be fucking. I think the amount of people you banged was less, but the amount of times you banged a specific person might have been higher.
Of course, because once you found someone that would bang you at your arcade, you ain't letting that person go.
You find one person and you're like, marriage? That's what's like depressing. It'll be like, you talk to your grandparents or some shit, and they'll be like, we've known each other since the second grade.
I love how people say that like it's an accomplishment. You're a loser.
Grandpa, no! There's hoes out there!
So many hoes, and they're all in the dark! Turn the lights on, Grandpa!
I want to meet somebody's grandpa. They're like, yeah, I met this girl. Let's see you. She was 57 and I was 62. We met out in front of a goddamn TJ Maxx. She dropped her life alert and I slowly picked it up. And then we nutted.
Yeah, and I hit that bitch. So they came and I came. Let me ask you this. Did I ever tell you that? I told you this. My grandfather had a goddamn collage of the women he used to fuck.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Collage. Little creepy. Kind of cool. Little
cool,
creepy.
But also if you think about it.
Yeah, it depends where he keeps it. If it's on a coffee table for everybody to see, good taste.
He kept it on the headboard. So my grandma always knew.
Hold on.
You the last hoe, grandma.
Hold on.
Her name was Phyllis. Not was, she's alive. Her name is Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Phyllis.
Phyllis. Really? I wouldn't say really, but I said Phyllis.
Yeah.
Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Damn.
Yeah. I think
he kept all the pictures on the headboard?
No, I'm just fucking around. I don't know where he kept it, though.
Yeah, anyway, it's got to be in a bright lit area. You can't be in the dark with your hoes, as Drake once said. It's got to be, like, out, next to the cookbooks.
Yo, if you made that closet and it was out, I think it was probably in a closet.
Closet's weird.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's weird.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But I'm saying,
can you imagine marrying a lovely woman, the love of your life, and then find out that here's a collage of dudes she used to fuck, like a vision board?
I wouldn't like that.
I would not like that at all.
Because I'd be comparing everything.
I'd be like, how big is that vision board? Tell me right now. Is it as big as a dump truck? Hold up.
Yeah.
Do you care about numbers?
I think every guy does, but they'll say they don't.
So if your girl was like 79, you'd be like, what are you going to do though? Kind of weird you out?
I just would rather not know. I mean, the thing is, it'll come out inevitably, you know?
Where do you think she's at? What number?
She told me.
What is it?
I was 20.
See, I think that's a good number. It's enough that's to know solid. What you're doing.
But your brain, no matter what the number is, your brain starts doing math. Because she's like, well, when I got to college, I was at 2. And then I was like, hold on.
Hold on.
18 people. And then I was like, wait a second. I probably did that my junior year.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because 20 is not great, but you know what they say about.
My brain was doing math because she's like, well, then I had a boyfriend for like a year and a half, and then I dated another guy for a year. And I'm like, hold up. So that blocks off that time. So you telling me in 3 weekends you got fucking 4 dudes? You know, you're just making up math and you're just looking at numbers. So, you know, it's more so I don't like to think about the fact of somebody banging that person. But a number is like what, you know, it's like it's just a number, you know?
It, well, it's just like, I don't really care about, I don't know. I don't know if I care about numbers necessarily. I do care about, like, remember that story I told last podcast about that the girl that visited me just swallowed it like she was a snake, swallowed my dick, like it was gone?
Yes.
Just gone.
Yes.
My brain immediately goes to, who was the dudes that you had trouble with and where were they in line?
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, gargling?
Yeah, just like, because then she's like, oh, my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, well, let me, how big? Because you think about it, right? She went from his ex-boyfriend, having like a fucking 9-inch dick. And then she comes
to. Yeah, something small, yeah.
Yeah. And then she comes to LA and she's like, that's cute. I'll swallow it like a goddamn Sprite can. That's when I start getting in my head a little bit.
When you start comparing yourself and thinking about shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That really fuck, because the number don't fuck with me.
No, because they're in front of you right there. So you're like, as long as there's not those 200 dudes in the room next to me being like, right, what's popping? You got to throw a goddamn pinky toe in a vulva. You know, that's how she feels it.
Yes. But so, then, yeah, I just start, you know, you get a little bit in your head, like other dudes laying it down and you're like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to get an honest rating afterwards. Would you be fine with that? Or you'd be like, I don't want to hear it.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Like right when you beat, was. Like right when you beat, you go fill out this form. And then I mean, she fills it out.
Would you want to know what you were on a scale of like hotness, what a girl thought about you? Because she told me what she thought I was. And I was like, was it weird that I didn't hear 10? Or do I, that was a real answer.
You
and
want like, a real answer.
I don't
ever want to hear, oh, you're a 10. Because no, I'm not.
Right.
I've seen a 10.
But there's something about like, it's like when you don't want to go to a birthday party, but you get invited, but you still don't want to go. It's the thought of being invited. So it's the thought of you being like, yeah, I am a 10. Like, but just like not thinking about it. Cause she was like, you like an 8.5. And I was like,
I think that's high.
I was like, why is it only a point? Well, why not a 9? Why not an 8? All right. So look, this is what I got to say, huh?
What do you got to say, dude?
Dude, you know, I was hoping the brain just came to something with that, you know, but
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
You just start talking.
Everybody does that. People love talking.
The people who love talking the most suck at talking.
Yes.
You ever realize that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I think
Uncle Tom, shut your face. You're not good at talking.
I think it should be illegal to FaceTime in public. Nobody has ever said anything valuable on FaceTime.
No.
It's the same effect as listening to music out loud. And the funny part
is way worse.
People aren't even showing their face. They got the motherfucking cameras pointed at the sky. They're just holding the phone like this. It's just FaceTime and no face. Straight up just time.
How many times have you FaceTimed with no face? I've done it a bunch. Yeah. I put my phone down. I'm just like talking.
I'm saying people hold it like this walking around. I'm like, hey, just do this. Or don't be on speakerphone. Or don't be on FaceTime.
Or have a more interesting conversation.
Nobody's talk ever about said anything important on there.
Nuclear codes or something.
Yeah, nobody's ever like, yeah, the red wire, the blue wire. Like, the reason motherfucking Liam Neeson wasn't on there, like, I'll find you. Like, it's always, I would love to hear somebody saying something intelligent. It's always just dudes being like, yeah, you know, like, if my test results came back positive and she negative, like, for herpes, like, shit, bro, transitive property, one cancel out, we both good.
Ones and zeros, sir. Ones and zeros. Also, did I ever tell you a story about when I was in line and motherfucker said, no, I can't do that. I got to take Coolio to get his license.
No. You were in line with somebody?
I was in a Starbucks line and this dude in front of me.
Out here?
Yeah. Turned to his buddy and goes, nah, bro, I can't do that. And he's like, why? He's like, shit, I got to take Coolio to get his license. What? How LA is that statement?
Is this a really random, because then you start picturing like Coolio, be like, he ain't got no license?
Coolio ain't got no license? He's been famous for so long.
I think with a name like that, you're just good. Coolio.
You think he's rocked out? You think he's eating ramen noodles in a basement right now?
I think something in between.
I think he has no money. Like, really? I think he's been bankrupt 14 times.
Yeah, but like we were saying, is bankrupt a thing? I'm a Coolio net worth. I'm a peep.
Net worth $100,000.
And that's that. If you look, my net worth is like $4 million. So like, if your net worth is $100,000, you have negative $16.
I mean, you got to respect. He's still rocking the braids though.
Yeah, but I think they're way back though, right?
Guess how tall he is.
5'7".
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Something about short people and talent. You know?
What?
What?
Why'd you look dead in the camera that?
I didn't.
You
did not.
Can you?
You know how big Tom Cruise is?
5'8".
5'8"? 5'8". Damn. You ever seen him on movies? The motherfucker always has short co-stars. Or he's wearing big shoes. Or he's sitting on Apple boxes. You know, every shoot I've ever done in my entire life, I've always had to sit at one point or stand on what at one point on an Apple box. Most embarrassing ever.
That's not, yeah. You can't be like flirting with an actress and then she's like, just a second, sir. Let me get you to hop up on here.
Absolutely.
Hop up on here.
Hop up.
Bitch, I ain't no bunny rabbit.
Maybe
but
I
sure.
am.
Yeah.
Maybe
but for the
I
price y'all
be.
Paying, I'll hop, skibbity doo dop. Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free, select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/3, mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location, while supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.